SBS Radio.
Mark Sadler, welcome to Night TV Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, we had a yarn a few years back, about 2 years ago, a little bit longer maybe, when your organization, Bundi Tours, Bundi Culture Tours, had just been nominated by Destinations New South Wales as one of the top indigenous destinations. And we're catching up today, a few years down the track, to see how you are faring with your business.
Thanks for your interest again. I do appreciate that you do follow up and see how all Aboriginal tourism operations are going. I'll introduce myself again in my Radri language, because that's important that I utilise that and share that with the world. So,
and that's very important. Sorry to interrupt you, because when we caught up, we spoke about your business, and we are catching up again in a very specific context. It's the International Year of Indigenous Languages, and this month is Indigenous Business Month, the month of October. Sorry to interrupt you, Mark.
No. It's very important that you mention those things, sir. I'll introduce myself and then we'll talk about Aboriginal business in New South Wales and culture. Yeah, so Yuwinadi Mark Sadler Nadu Nurigilang Radrigibia Nadu Injamara Nadi Nurubang Main Mujigang Yiridulmurang Biambul Main Yalmembiragu Yabilinagu Injamaragu Dalang Nadu Yara Nadi Gwinbu Wandangbu. In my mother tongue, I've just said that my name is Mark Sadler. I'm a proud Radri man, and I respect my country, my people, my elders. I said good day to all people, and today we'll teach, learn, and respect each other. And today I talk from my heart and my spirit. So thanks for your call. I do appreciate what you're doing, and I hope people get something out of our conversation today.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot. It's a really, really a great pleasure to talk to you again, especially because I know you're very passionate. What I retained from our last conversation is how when you have people visiting your country and your clients, the people who come to your organization, Bundi Culture Tours, you greet them in language, and especially you gift them a few words as they leave. Tell us about that.
Yes. So part of it's integral that I'm able to share my Radri Dulain, my mother, my Radri tongue. For many years, that was taken away from my people for different reasons, and my people had to sort of not talk our language for a while. So when we're able to do that now publicly, which is very exciting for us and very nice, the most important thing when you come to someone's nation, I'm obviously Radri. I'm very proud of that. And I'm also Australian. So when I go overseas, maybe to America or to the Philippines or maybe to New Zealand, you know, most tourists want to learn a few words, how to speak respectfully. And because once you start to learn the language of the country that you're in, you start to learn more about the country that you're trying to learn about. And that's as important for international guests as what it is for local people and regional tourism that comes into our area. So language defines who you are, language defines where you come from, and when I spoke to you a little while ago, I'm speaking to you as a Radri Gibeah, a Radri man, and that defines that I come from my Radri country, which is basically central New South Wales.
Yeah.
Radri country sort of encompass, and it's a very loose map, but Radri Nurumbung, Radri country sort of encompasses, you know, near Yass and then right up to Portland.
Yeah.
And then comes along what we call the Wombul Billa, which is the Macquarie. And then we go out as far as Hay, and then our country slips back down to what we call the Milawa Indiga, which is the Murray River.
Yeah.
And then back along the Blue, the Great Dividing Range. So it's a big nation.
It's huge.
But in that nation, there's also multiple other nations of Radri people as well. So the language is universal in the area, but it can vary from different areas as well. So
yeah. But before we even had this International Year of Indigenous Languages, you are a passionate teacher of your own language, and you're really someone who loves sharing knowledge of this language.
Well, I'm very fortunate that my language was kept in my family. It was a broken language, and I've also been very fortunate that I've been able to. My father is good friends with Uncle Stan Grant Senior, or Dr. Stan Grant Senior now. He's a man that's written many Radri language books, him and Dr. John Rudder.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate that I still work very closely with Uncle Stan, who's one of my very dear elders, and he instructs me on my language and what I should be doing. And the important part in our Radri culture is to take instructions from what we call our Mujigang, our elders, and listen to the people that still talk the language, because our language was never written. Of course, it's passed on orally, and I mean you can read words in books and you can do all that, but you need to actually sit with a language, a person that can talk language, and you need to watch their naan, which is their mouth. You need to watch their dulain, which is their tongue, and you need to listen. And that's how even us, as you and I as a child, first learned our language was, you know, when we're first born, our parents look at us, and we, as Bubajis, as babies, we look at their nulang, their face, and their mouth, and eventually we start to imitate the movements of their mouth. So it's important that we have more Aboriginal teachers in Australia that are able to go and share this language while we still can, because we have a lot of elders that are very old now, and we're losing a lot of those, God bless them. And so the language is making a revival, but we need the young ones to come through to listen and share. So, because language changes, as you know. I mean, if I went back 300 years ago and I said to my people, Yamandumarangmuji, which means "Are you well, friend?" they probably look at me and go, "What the hell is he saying? You know, that doesn't make sense." So language changes, like artwork, because I think if your language is not fluent, it's not alive.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, fully understand, because languages, they're just like human beings. We get languages, if you look at Latin or French or English, there's the old writing. Shakespeare's English is different from the English we speak today, if you look at the French language.
And if you look at the English language, and I struggle with reading and writing, so I'm more listen and learn that way. The written word is a bit of a struggle for me, but if you look at the English language, and I could be wrong, but even over the last couple of years, there's been thousands of new words put into the English language. So, and the English language is such a combination of a lot of other languages. Where you look at Aboriginal languages, and more specific, I always talk about Wiradjuri, is it's such a pure language. It relates back to the country and the places that you live. So when you start to learn some town names and you start to learn about the areas, the names are relevant to what they are, and people start to understand that.
No, language is a living body, just like it relates to country, to when you say a word, sometimes the names of places and names of people, they could be related
I was having this conversation, so I went to Holbrook School this week, which is in New South Wales, not too far from where I live, And I said to him, I travelled down from where I live. I live in a place called Wagan Wagan. It's Wagan Wagan, which is a place of many crows.
Yeah.
But Wagga Wagga, which is called now, Wagga Wagga is also Wagadi Wagadi, which is come here and dance. So I explained to them that I drove my car down during the week, and I drove from Wagan Wagan, place of many crows, or Wagadi Wagadi dance, and I drove through a little town called Book Book, and Book Book. Bookbook is the name of the owl for our people, the owl. And then I drove over a creek called Yarra Yarra, which is much talk, many talk.
Yeah.
And then I drive over a creek that's called Doodlekuma, which is sweet water. So all those names are irrelevant, but the people don't know how to understand and read those. And Aboriginal teachers of language and Aboriginal people in business and tourism can help guide those people through those processes.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.